Welcome to Living Chassidus. Together, let's live the Chassidus we learn.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to Chassidus in the Morning. 15 minutes to change our lives. Kudus Amayin Per Maimer Chav Dalad. Stopping in Tzedakah, Gadol Tzedakah, Shemekor Tzedakah. And we're going to have in mind today, Liach Bat Rena. Ms. Hashem, Liach Bat Rena should have everything good and safe and healthy. And everyone should have only good. Yeah. Okay, let's jump into it. And now we're sort of, after all that we've talked about, we're going to sort of bring it down to practical application. That's what Rabbi Shab is going to do. So let's see. Basically, yeah, we're going to discuss what does it mean? How do we do this? What does it look like? Everything that we've talked about till now. But the Hashba, let's see. Hine, Perek Aleph, Hine, HaChesed, Ba'Chayus, the light of Chesed and the life. Bashba Shiniktiva Layla Adam Rosh Hashanah of the life force and the Hashba, what's going to be, what's said to the person on Rosh Hashanah, Bechol Mine Tev, Bana Chaim Mizaini, all types of good with children, health, and sustenance. Mita is Bar coming from Hashem, Vahainu, meaning the Guf Etzim HaShefa, that the body and the main Shefa, the main flow of Godliness, what's going to come to us? Who me'atik kedisha comes from the level of atik shehu pnimius atzus erintif, which is in this terminology, it's the inner essence of Hashem's infinite light. Oba al yedei hiserus ha'eses spheres, and it comes through the arousal of the ten spheres. Tatzilus deleshama magas ha'veda, and over there is where the veda comes, reaches. That's where our Veda reaches in Torah Mitzvahs. The light and the flow that is set for a person on Rosh Hashanah, which is and still in Yom Kippur, it's depend on the Torah Mitzvahs that we did throughout the year. What's going to be set for us this coming Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is very much dependent on what we did, what we're doing now, today, and the next day in the whole year. Like it says, what does that mean? Who's the judgment niktav leisol is set for the Jewish people Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Tali b'mishpat. It's dependent on the judgment. What's the judgment? How much of revelation of godliness will we get? Shehu inyan elikei Yaakov, which is the idea of the God of Yaakov. Himshich b'shana he'avra, that is drawn down from the year that passed. V'chein tali b'eifen tshuva, so it is dependent on the way of the tshuva. Ba'aveda d'chedesh elu, in the month of elu. Shehu chedesh arachman, which is the time of mercy. Shemeirim ajud gimmeris arachman, that then you have the revelation of the natures of mercy. Who's man ace ratzin? And this is an auspicious time. But nako yeser in your tshuva. It's very easy, the idea of tshuva. Then you have the time of slicha. Shehem zman ace ratzin, which is a time of ace ratzin. Slichas, which is even more than elu. You do it like it's known. From the altar in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Yishmasi Eden. The times of Elul is shining the third natures of mercy. Din to arouse the judgment and the calculation. That's Elul. And what's the mashal for this? This is the mashal of Baal Shem Tov. A mashal b'zeh, you have a great businessman, merchant. Shemecher, that he sells, b'secher, his merchandise, bakafa, all around the place. So what does he do? He's always going, doing business, and he's giving people, and he's learning, and he's lending, and he's selling stuff. And then he goes, he gets everyone near the end of the year to make a cheshbon, make a calculation. Kama nimkar, kama shilmu. How much do they sell? How much do they pay? How much more do they need to pay? What are they lacking? And he arouses them to pay whatever is still lacking. And the person, the seller himself, the merchant, is very happy. They sold a lot. He had a lot of panasa, he sold a lot of things, it was good things, it all worked out very well. Aval imze tiveya es kinov the shalim hamagia mehem umazkiram asher likichas schera ba'kafa. But when it comes out the year and there's how much he's owed, meaning they borrowed, so it's time to pay back. Haba tali bizrizus piroin hachayva is me'avar. It depends on how much they have to pay from in the past. The kaveya zman b'mesha kishleisha shavuos, and he gives them about 3 weeks, which is elul. Simchasay utzhilas pnei hasecher moyel lekainim shem amelim ba'amar rav ubiyegia tuma l'shalim chibasim, and his happiness and his enjoyment is inspiring them to go work hard and to figure out how they're going to pay everything back. And then time, the time period comes, they have to actually pay. And he comes to make a cheshbon. So Elul, we're working out everything that we owe, what we need to work on, what we need to do, how we're going to pay for all this. And it comes Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He sits there and he's like, hey, no, let's figure this out. How much you owed? And but also the way you see the Bashan of say it, it's a happy time. Now, of course, it's a serious time because the guy, you have to pay up. But the happiness of the businessman or the merchant that he's made a lot of profit means he's happy with you. All in all, Hashem is happy with us. That's what the point I think Bashan is trying to point out. Hashem is very happy with you, but you have to pay as well. Amal And when he sees the effort that they're putting in to pay back what they owe, and he sees that in truth they do want to pay back what the loan that they took. But they're poor. They're not able to pay back. You know, they took out money with the hope it's going to be a good year and they're going to make a lot of money and pay back everything and do all these good things. But it was a tough year and didn't manage to pay back. But he sees them working hard to try to pay back. He does kindness with them, and he forgives them. Yeah, and he forgives to them what they owe. What they can't pay, like they come to him, and he saw them working so hard. And he comes and he's like, so how much can you pay? And they're like, oh, I can only pay, you know, 3/4 of it. And they're sad. You can see, like, they, you know, they really feel bad. They wanted to pay everything. It just, this is what it is. So he's okay, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You're good. Gives him a hug. You're good. Umagbil lahem is his man lahachin atzmam lahakafa discher hachadasha. And he's like, don't worry, it's fine. He goes, get some time, get yourself together. We're gonna have to do another year's coming. We go again. Even though we didn't fully pay. And now we're gonna explain what does it mean in the Nimshal. That's a beautiful mashal. I guess we'll go over the mashal again, just quickly. Basically, so throughout the year, we're like business people and getting loans from the merchant and buying stuff with that money. But then the end of the year comes and it's time to pay up. And so the merchant goes around and he's saying, hey guys, you have 3 weeks and you have to pay. Pay up day is coming. That's kind of Elul. And what happened? Then he's happy because he made a good year, meaning we did good. We made some good business deals. We made some good money, meaning we did some Torah mitzvahs. We tried. We had some better days, some worse days. And he sees that. But we have to pay up everything. And, you know, have to pay back whatever money we got. And he, Baruch Hashem, made profit already, the Hashem. or the we're going to explain the mashal, the nimshal. So the merchant made some good money, so he's in a good mood, and now he's noticing he more money. So he's also in a good mood, but he sees people stressing out. I'm like, why are you guys stressing out? And I'm like, oh, you know, like I don't know how I'm going to pay everything. It's a little tough. And basically he calms him down. Don't worry, I can see you're trying. It's fine. And day comes, the judgment comes, and he's like, no, so how much you have to pay? And they're sitting there, like, they feel really bad, and it's like, they're worried, what's going to be? If I'm not going to pay back, I'm going to be in trouble. And they say, I'm like, I only have, like, 75%, 80% of what I owe you. So he's like, don't worry about it. You can give it to me. And he's like, don't worry, come back to me in a few weeks. We'll do it again. It'll be fine. You're good. And the emotion in that person, you know, it's been such a type of experience. It's pretty intense. And if someone come and tell them, you're good, and we'll come back and do it again, that's even more relieving. It's a wild, wild experience. V'heim yimei slichos, and this is the time of slichos, the kasher ha'avedah yimei elul, hi ha'avedah shleima, b'tshuva mi'umka deliba. When the avedah of elul is complete from the depths of our soul, ha'ba'ahat, hinei b'yimei slichos, and the time of slichos, b'kabela tshuvasai, it's your tshuva is received. B'kabela teva al ha'lahaba, on the good resolutions for the future, and Hashem sees in slichos that we come, we get up early, we daven, and we try to be more careful with everything we're doing, and we tell God that thank you so much for everything you gave me this year. I'm sorry I didn't give it back to you everything. I tried. I did some mitzvahs. I did some Torah. Try to be nice to people. I try to make a difference. It didn't always work out, but I'm trying. And when you come in with that honest sincerity, you're good. Asher b'chol tshuva de'elul v'yimei slichos v'kabbalah z'el mochusis baruch v'shoshanam. All this tshuva and the slicha and the elul and the days of slichos and Kabbalah Sel, we take upon ourselves, Rosh Hashanah, Hinei Lepi Erech Zeh, according to that, Niktav Loi HaChesed, B'Banei Chaim, Mezoin, Rosh Hashanah, B'Nechtam, Rosh Hashanah, except for you, Rosh Hashanah, and it's sealed in Yom Kippur. Meaning that earnestness and sincerity that we do on Elul, the Meis Lichis, and Rosh Hashanah, is all finalized in Yom Kippur. Ava Chesed Zeh, Hu Adayin, yeah, and that's what we're doing. And that's the beauty of what's happening. Like we showed, be sincere, you try, you'll be good. Sincerity is the key. Aval chesed zeh hu adayin chesed pashut v'gam sharshe ha-chesed tasiya ha-kalu b'malchus atzilu su ruchani adayin. But nevertheless, as we said before, it's still spiritual. V'chdei sh'yavi v'gashmius, in order to come down in physicality, ha-elam hazeh hu ha-yedei hislavshus v'keilim v'vushin v'bishin nasiya. It's through being clothed in the lower three worlds. V'achakach Mazala is the whole oifane hais labshus, and then there's also the mazalis. For Elu, who may chesed Hashem aleinu, this is from the kindness of Hashem to us, lashpia lono shefa chayus kefi erkeinu, according to our Hussein, according to our level and our ability. Mashiya toiv lono, what will be good for us. Shenuchal lakaba shebishvil zem mistamte mislabish chesed bechol islabshus kana. And that's why it's being mitzamtzen so much for us to be able to receive it. Just to finish it off. For example, if father wants to play with his son, when you go to play with your son, you want to, let's say, learn. And your son wants to play with toy cars going like this, zoom, boom, boom. So you have to do it, you go on the floor and go, boom, 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 and play with him. Because you have to lower yourself to the child's level. Play with him with nuts. The shells, you know, those are the toys in those days. One of the fancies we have today. Because of his youngness. He doesn't recognize the goodness in the fruits, in the nuts, the eating. He wants to play with it. Rak haklip or only the shell. Tia loy la tev, or the chesed biyesa, yachel, gagle, yukadem, because you can roll it around and stuff. He wants to play with the walnut, with the shell of it, not the actual food inside. He doesn't realize there's food inside, you could eat it. He just wants to play. This is the very same idea with Hashem on us. Mistamtem ha'er ha'eliki, umislabish, bekama levushim ad halavushim, hagasim, demazalis, and all gets mitzamtzim, gets concealed, goes down all the way till these mazalis. Bechadei shetiyah, she's have bechinus chesed gashmi, in order that we get physical chesed, lefi erech hanivram, according to our level, ma'asha tov lahem, what's good for us. So what we're getting is Hashem is like the father, and we're like the little child, and Hashem wants to give us the good stuff, and we're busy wanting to play with the shells. But Hashem is mitzvahing himself all the way to come down to set it up so we can have it good for us. And that kid has fun when his father's playing with him. All of us should see a father playing with us. We should have only good. Have an amazing day.